我们先低头再次仰望主。
Let's pray。
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，因为主你恩待我们，让我们在飞圣来读书。我们求你今天高牧你的仆人，你的使女，把你该讲的话语讲明清楚。Lord, anoint your two servants that we shall speak your word and translate your word. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to study at the Biblical Seminary of the Philippines as we end our quarter this time. May you continue to bless us, O Lord. Send us into the field. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 刚才碰到林长老，他特别这样吩咐，要我们除了祷告，我们应该开始来感恩。
A while ago, I met Elder Lin downstairs, and he said, aside from praying, we need to thank the Lord.
因为中国来的学生目前我们知道有挑战，但是我们已经找出一条路来了。
For the China students who are coming next year, we know that there's a challenge about their visa, but now there seems to be one solution.
我们一位新同学已经在广州得到签证，我们也知道可以从澳门那边可以过来。
We have a solution through the Macau.
但是我们还要继续祷告，求主怜悯，因为中国跟菲律宾之间的关系最近很不好。
But we need to pray because the relationship between China and Philippines is not so good these days.
我们也应该为本地的学生报名这个事情来仰望主。
And also do pray for the incoming local students that we are hoping.
今天想跟大家分享这个做主的守望人。
This morning I want to share with you about being God's watchman.
圣经用很多图画提及我们在神面前的角色。
The Bible picture us in different various roles.
如果我们翻开创世纪的时候，创世纪第四章要我们做主的，而是我们弟兄的守望这个看守者。
When we turn to Genesis 4, the Bible wants us believers to be our brother's good keepers.
这要我们要有爱心，要帮助我们自己的弟兄，我们自己的姐妹。
We have to love our own brothers and sisters and help them.
我们神学院有老师，但是我们也有大哥大姐。
We have faculties in our midst, but we also have big sisters and brothers.
有时候老师讲的话，可能同学不一定会听。
Sometimes you may not want to hear a prompting from the faculty.
我们需要大姐和大哥向这个那一楼的人来提醒。
We need the big brothers and big sisters in your midst to advise or give warning to our student body.
每一年到结束的时候，我们经常，但是我会亲身问我们毕业的同学，看有什么话语要来劝勉我们，我们有什么地方需要改进。
Every school year end, I would approach our graduate and ask them this very important question. Is there anything before you leave that you want BSOP to be improved on?
我们 有什么地方值得你 感受要带回去，你很高兴会带回去。
As you're about to leave BSOP, is there something from BSOP that you would really bring over to where you're going?
经常会有几样的事情 会出现。
Normally, I would have all these responses.
会提起呢，在神学当中，我们盼望学校对我们更加严格。
Most of the graduating batch will tell me you have to be more stricter with the student.
甚至有位同学呢，提起这个菲律宾文化跟中国文化很不一样。
They will mention that there is a difference between the Chinese culture and the Filipino culture.
好像菲律宾的文化呢，要大家比较自由。
As if in the Philippine culture we are more democratic.
我告诉大家，菲律宾圣经神学院在我太太念书的时候相当的严格。
I tell them during the time of my wife when she was a student here at BSOP is very strict.
几乎没有自由的时间。
There is no free time actually.
甚至你穿什么衣服要做什么事校方都要来管制。
What you wear and what you do, the school pay close attention.
当我开始接任的时候呢，其实也有类似的情况发生。
When I accepted this task, similar things happen.
但是我发现礼拜一到礼拜五管制的相当好。
So in during my time at the start, I saw Monday to Friday we are all very disciplined and controlled.
但是到了礼拜六、礼拜天呢？
But when it comes to Saturday and Sunday,
老师的眼睛没有看得见的时候呢
？Without the roving eyes of our faculty，
学生穿的衣服很烂很烂。
Out there, the student didn't wear proper attire to church。
他们可能没有灵修。
They don't even have devotion。
各位弟兄姐妹，假如你没有在神学院学习，在自由的时候如何来跟随主
？Brother and sister, if you don't learn this to be disciplined in the school during your stay here。
没有好的灵修。
If you don't nurture this habit of daily devotion, quiet time with the Lord.
在图书馆好好读属灵的书籍。
If you don't have that habit of going to the library and read more spiritual books.
在厨房很干净的处理你个人的一些事物。
If you don't have the habit of cleaning up your stuff in the kitchen or keeping it clean.
原谅我说我们可能的训练失败了。
Pardon me to say that our training here has failed you.
因为我们没有让你站立起来。
Because we are not able to let you stand in a disciplined way.
有时候我们的指头想指着别人。
Many times our fingers point to others.
都是别人的错。
We blame others.
都是楼长没有管制我。
Because the dorm head was not strict with me.
因为吴牧师没有这样训练我。
Because the Reverend Gokyo didn't taught me this way.
甚至我最这个伤心的是，有些同学甚至没有固定灵修的习惯。
What saddened me is to know, until these last few days, some of our students didn't have the habit of daily quiet time with the Lord.
当我们董事长在问的时候，他还很自傲说：“我有时候没有灵修，有时候灵修。”
And during sometime when our leader, board member asked them, they would even proudly say, "Sometimes I do my quiet devotion, sometimes I didn't do it."
我们需要做我们同学的看守者。
Let us be each other's brothers or sisters' keeper.
圣经第二个图画呢是提到我们要做主的牧者。
The second picture or portrait is we are to be the little shepherd.
我们需要来牧养这些小羊群。
We have to shepherd the little flock that God gave to us.
为什么圣经用这个牧羊人这个图片来提起这位领袖如何带领下面的羊群呢？
Why did the Bible use this picture of a shepherd as a leadership?
有两个原因。
Two reasons.
第一个原因是那个时候的文化背景，牧羊人就是当地的领袖。
Because during the context of the time, the Bible time, shepherd is already a leader.
但是牧羊人也经常要这个用爱心来牧养他的羊群。
The shepherd needs to have love, care for the sheep.
但是另外一个很重要实际的情况是很多小羊很愚笨。
The most practical side of view is because many sheep are really, they have no direction.
很多小羊呢真的很笨，不晓得要如何面对前面的路程。
The sheep are aimless, they don't have any direction. They are so stupid, they don't know where to go.
所以需要牧羊人来慢慢濡养这些小羊。
They need the caring touch of the guidance from the shepherd.
有时候需要把他们抱到怀中。
Sometimes the shepherd need to embrace them to their arms.
有时需要牧羊人来稍微打一下。
And sometimes they need a little spanking.
各位，我们需要做主的好牧人。
We have to be good shepherd for our Lord.
第三个图画呢是这边所讲的守望人。
The third picture from the Bible, we see the picture of a watchman.
以西结神要他做以色列家的守望者。
God appoints Ezekiel to be the watchman for the nation of Israel.
做主的守望者要警醒主的托付。
As a watchman, he should be watchful in his task.
我们刚读的经文里面特别提起这个耶和华的话临到以西结。
The passage we read that the Lord's word came to Ezekiel.
其实当我们读的当中呢，那句话一直重复好几次的重复提起。
The phrase keep repeating, the Lord said to Ezekiel.
就要这位守望者呢，好好的来警戒以色列家。
God wants this watchman to warn, to admonish the people of the Israel.
到底守望者的这个工作要做到底目的要做什么呢
？What is really the task of a watchman？
其实这个守望者要在那边站岗。
He has to be in his position.
要他警醒。
He has to be alert.
要他很忠心站在哪里。
To be faithful in the position that is assigned.
如果用很简单我们可以了解的图画，就像我们守卫站岗在哪里。
In simple terms, just like our security guard standing there at the gate.
但是对于以西结呢，上帝对他的要求也特别的高。
And God has high standard for Ezekiel.
就是要他知道那个时候的情况。
The Lord wants him to know the situation at the time.
以色列被呼召的时候，我们知道他们已经离开这个神的标准，以色列家已经离开神的标准特别的远了。
The nation Israel have already left or live or they live a life that's far away from the standard of God.
神是神吩咐以色列。这个以西结这么说，这个他们可能不会听你，但是或听或不听，我要他们知道以色列家有一位先知。
The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel and said, Ezekiel, whether they listen to you or not, I want your people to know that there is a prophet in their midst.
神告诉他，其实他们不会听话的。
The Lord already told Ezekiel they might not listen to you.
但是神还是要他站在哪里。
But you have to do your position and do your part.
今天我们即将有要把学生送到工厂了。
Today we are about to send off our graduates or students to the field.
我们也要把实习生送到工厂。
And there are some practicum students who will be going to the summer practicum for a month.
我们需要做主的守望者。
We have to be watchmen for the Lord.
我们要遵行主的托付。
We must be watchful in his
做主的守望者，我们要知道圣经的话语。
We have to know the word of the Bible.
但是我们更也知道现在发生的事在哪里。
We also have to understand what is happening around us.
各位弟兄姐妹，各位同学，我们现在整个世界正在混乱当中。
Dear brothers and sisters, the whole world is now in chaotic situation.
去年在菲律宾发生的事不是偶然的事。
Last year, many things happened, and it is not by accident.
我们有水灾。
We have the floods.
我们有地震。
We have the earthquake.
我们有混乱。
And there are disruption.
你岂不是这是主再来的一些预兆吗？
These are signs of the Lord's coming.
我们如应该在今天如何做主的守望者？
How can we be God's watchmen these days?
今天整个世界大家都连接在一起。
The whole world is now connected.
我们本来这一个很重要的会议 ISED 2015准备要 在这个 Ukraine 开会。
In 2015, the ICETF was about to have their conference in Ukraine.
那这个 Steve Hardy 是他们当中一个资深的同工。
And one of the leader here is Steve Hardy here.
但是我们很可能明年不可能啊，不一定可能在 Ukraine 举行了。
But this conference might not be held in Ukraine anymore.
因为最近发生这个战乱的事。
What is happening there?
你不晓得有没有听到或是看知道最近马航突然间不见了。
We heard about the Malaysian airline that is disappeared in thin air.
今天早上才开始大家。突然间明白泰国原来老早已经收到一些信息了。
And then late this morning, they just give us this disclosure that Thailand already have some information regarding this airport.
但是他们不愿意分享这些信息。
But they are not willing to divulge this news.
新闻记者大骂泰国，他们就没有不愿意把那个拿出来。
Rebuke the Thailand, but they know something about the airplane and they just keep it to themselves.
2015年
2015,
亚洲这些国家要连接在一起。
The ASEAN nations is now united or connected.
这个有好处也有坏处。
It has the positive sides and also the negative sides.
如果我做菲律宾的公民
，As a citizen of the Philippines,
我说这对菲律宾非常的不好。
I would say this is not good for ASEAN nation.
因为马来西亚的商人
Because the businessman from Malaysia.
新加坡的商人
Singapore, Malaysian, and businessman.
台湾的商人
A Taiwanese businessman.
已经可以来到菲律宾
They can just come to the Philippines.
可以做生意
They can do business.
可以开商店
They could open their shops.
那菲律宾我们这个国家不晓得要如何呢
We don't know what will happen to the country.
可能我们经济会有一点混乱。
We might have a difficult in economic.
但是想大一点，可能神给我们更多的机会。
But maybe more opportunities will be open for us.
可能有更多的机会可以向很多地方来这个做主的事工。
Maybe the field is open for us to do more work for the Lord.
今天做主的守望者，我们应该要明白现在发生的这些事情。
To be God's watchman, we need to be aware of what's happening around us.
但是我们有些时候要站在哪里，要做警戒的工作。
We have to do the warning, the admonition part.
其实在这一段经文第一节到第六节，很简单提起一个很重要的信息。
Verse 1 to 6 talk about an important message.
假如守望者在那边忠心传讲。
If this watchman is loyal to what he needs to speak on,
忠心的警戒这些恶人。
If he really do his part to warn the people, the evil people,
然后他们回转来到神的面前。
And his people repent and turn to God.
他的责任这个不会在他身上。
So this responsibility would not fall on him.
但是当他没有吹号角的时候。
But if this watchman did not blow his trumpet,
当他没有让他们明白一些事情即将要发生。
If he didn't deliver the important message from the Lord,
这个责任就归在他身上。
Then the responsibility would be laid on his shoulder.
各位，我们做主的仆人。
As God's servant.
要明白圣经里面审判会从神的家中开始。
We have to know that judgment starts from the house of God.
你即将要出去做神的工作。
You're about to go out and do God's work.
你没有忠心来警戒他们。
If you are not faithful in warning, in blowing your trumpet,
你没有尽你的责任。
If you don't do your part,
这个责任会归在你身上。
The responsibility will be laid on your hands.
但是当你愿意吹这个角，
But if you're willing to blow the trumpet as God demands you to do,
责任就不在你身上。
Then the responsibility is not on you anymore.
二月底，我们三个人到黎巴嫩开会。
At the end of last month, three of us went to Lebanon for a meeting.
我的行李呢，这个没有到。
My luggage did not arrive.
这个我有点失望，这个世界很大的一个公司 Emirates， 这个没有办法处理这些事情。
I'm very disappointed that this big company Emirates could not settle my luggage problem.
所以我三次到飞机场。
I have to go back and forth to the airport three times.
但是我这个人呢，经常是看正面的。
But you know, I'm always very positive in outlook.
感谢主，我不需要坐在那边开会。
I don't have to stay in that meeting and sit in the meeting.
但是我有两位忠心的同工在那边。
I have two faithful assistants. They are there in the meeting, sitting in the meeting.
Steve, don't tell them, please.
Steve. In secret.
但是呢，我三次就到机场了。
So I was in the airport three times.
一到机场呢，就发现整个黎巴嫩的这个整个国家的一些情况比较直接可以了解。
So I'm more in touch, or I was able to look at this country more in a deeper sense or wider.
这个国家实在是很漂亮。
It is really a beautiful country.
是这个是东方的法国。
It is really the Paris of the East.
巴黎在那个地方很漂亮，很漂亮。
It's like a Paris in the East.
听说这个国家刚成立的时候是盼望是成为一个基督教的国家。
We heard that in the history of the Lebanon is about to be the Christian country in Asia.
开始成立的时候，他的总统必须是一个基督徒。
When they established this Lebanon as a nation, they want the president to be a Christian.
但是他的 parliament 就是他的那个负责那个施工的需要是一个 Shiite。
But the head of the parliament must be a Shiite member.
这个 parliament 那个他的那个秘书必须是一个 Sunni。
And the secretary of the parliament should be from the Sunni side.
他的警察的警长呢必须是一个 Druze。
And the security force should be somebody from the Druze.
如果你不知道里面的背景，你知道他们四个人都不会讲话的。
So coming from four different background religions, they could not communicate with each other.
所以从来没有选举。
So there is totally no election in Lebanon.
有法律等于没有法律一样。
They have the law legislation, but it's as if there is no law.
第三次从机场回来的时候,
When I was returning from the airport the third time,
原来这个国家和这个城市已经把它划分，这是这个 Hezbollah 住的地方。
Actually, they already segregate this place is for the Hezbollah group.
这是苏尼，就是这次在叙利亚混乱的这些人在哪里？
And this part belonged to the Sunni, those who are in a difficult situation in Syria.
又有一部分的人是基督徒。
And another section for the Christians to be there.
那机场呢，刚好是 Hezbollah 的一个地方。
And the airport territory is belonging to the Hezbollah group.
很多所谓呢，这个站岗在哪里，带来一个。 机关枪,
I saw many security guards with long guns and swords.
我们要花2个小时,
we spent 2 hours
经过500这个公尺的一小部分,
just for a short distance, like 500 meters, we have to spend 2 hours. The car just would not move.
我们住在还是到了这个黎巴嫩呢, 经常有爆炸。
There are so many bomb explosions in Beirut.
有些人愿意自杀。
Some would be suicidal terrorists.
你如果知道这个圣战这个jihad呢是很奇奇怪怪的一种观念。
It's a kind of a jihad idea there.
他们的imam就是他们的老师，他们的这个教导他们的。
The religious teacher, the imam.
他就告诉他，所以你年轻人。
Young man.
没有女孩子喜欢你,
you have no ladies loving, not liking you.
你要不要赚一笔钱?
You can earn some money.
除了赚一笔钱呢, 还有70个童女在那边等着你。
If you do this holy war, there will be 70 virgins up in the heaven waiting for you.
其实那没有在可兰经里面。
It is actually not in the Quran.
是他们乱解经。
It's the imam's, just explain it his way.
但是有些人还是这样。 这个听下去,
so there are suicidal terrorists obey the teaching of the imam.
所以各位，当我经过哪里的时候，我有很多的感想。
I have so many reflections as I was in that place.
为什么这些所谓的他带的机关枪比黎巴嫩的那个兵丁拿的更加好？
Those arms, the guns, they are much better, the more elaborated ones than those in Lebanon.
背后其实有人。
Actually, there's being supported by some countries behind.
各位，当我们做主的守望者，
dear brothers and sisters, as we become the Lord's watchman,
神要我们知道目前世界在发生什么事。
We need to be aware of what's happening around us.
我们也应该回到圣经里面，把该讲的话语讲明清楚。
And we have to come to the Bible and see what the Bible wants us to say.
不然这个责任会归在我们身上。
If not, we will have to carry this responsibility.
第二方面，我们应该要传达主的信息。The
second point is to deliver the message of God.
圣经里面很清楚这么说：人子啊，我照样立你做以色列家的守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话。 警戒，替我警戒他们。Verse
7 says, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel, so hear the word I speak and give them warning from me.
请特别注意第七节。Look
at verse 7.
前面这一段这些事情发生是神做以色列家或是做以色列家的敌人。We
saw a few verses ahead. These are the wicked men that they are going to. The audience is the wicked people of the Israel nation.
但是这里当神呼召他做守望的时候,
but here, when God called Ezekiel to be the watchman,
你要听我口中的话,
Lord says, you have to listen to what I'm going to speak to you.
替我警戒他们,
and give them my warning.
就从神的口中。 我们要传达主的信息,
to deliver the message out from the word of mouth of God.
是神警戒他们,
it's the warning from the Lord.
你记得约拿当他传讲的时候,
remember when Jonah delivered God's message?
其实他讲的信息很简单,
he delivered a simple message.
但是为什么那么有力呢?
Yet it's so powerful.
因为这些信息是从上帝而来。
Because it's the message from the Lord.
是神的信息。
It's the Lord's message.
假如你站在讲台传讲的时候。
When you're on the pulpit preaching.
是你自己的信息。
Is it your own message?
不是神话语的信息。
And not the word from the word, from the Bible.
这些肯定不会有力量的。
Then it would not be, it would be powerless.
但是当你传讲是神的话语。
But if you deliver from God's word,
是神在那边警戒他们。
It is from the Lord warning the people.
我们做主的守望者。
As God's watchman.
最主要我们要传达主的话语。
We have to deliver God's very own word.
要如何更能传达主的信息呢？
How can we do better in this task?
其实我们已经用几年的时间在这边学习。
We spend some years training here at BSOP.
根据快毕业的同学 他特别提起在这边很严格的告诉帮助大家在解经里面操练。
Some graduates appreciate the exegetical learning that they're getting from BSOP.
知道这边的而是说从这边学习正统的神学观念。
They know how to have the, a broad view or integrated systematic theological outlook.
无论那方面的学习。
No matter what they learn,
最终的我们要明白这是神的话语。
The most basic thing is, these are this from God's very own word.
如果我们按正义把神的话语解明清楚，
If we speak or deliver message accordingly to God's word,
在神面前等候他的话语，
As you wait upon God,
我们肯定会发出时代的信息。
You'll be able to speak the message for the generation today.
今天更需要我们在黑白不分明的世界里面。
We need to be in this chaotic world.
把神的话语解明清楚。
To deliver God's word authentically.
各位，其实这是很重要的信息。
This is a very important message.
神要我们忠心传达主的信息。
To be faithful in delivering His word.
最后在这段经文里面
Lastly, from this passage,
我们要做主的守望人要宣告主的心意
We have to deliver his will Be truthful in his teaching
圣经里面第十节说仁慈啊你要对以色列家说你们常说我们的过犯罪恶在我们身上我们必因此消灭怎么能存活呢
Verse 10 says, Son of man, say to the house of Israel, this is what you are saying, our offenses and sins weigh us down, and we are wasting away because of them. How then can we live?
你对他们说主耶和华说我只做我的永生启示我断不喜悦恶人死亡唯喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活以色列家你们要转回转回吧
The word of the Lord,
离开恶道何必死亡呢
The word of the Lord says, Say to them, As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. Turn from your evil ways. Why will you die, O house of Israel?
神要恶人死亡吗
Does God want the wicked to die?
以西结面对以色列的群体
As Ezekiel faced his people, his own people,
这些群体呢他们不知道这个要发生的事。
The people don't know what will happen next.
以神吩咐以西结在他们当中做很多象征性的动作。
God told Ezekiel to do signs and that will predict to them what will happen next.
他做了很多奇奇怪怪的东西。
There are many acts that God wants Ezekiel to do before the people.
他太太在旁边可能不明白这种事情为什么临到以西结。
Even his wife can understand the symbolic acts done by Ezekiel.
要他吃的时候要战战兢兢。
To eat his meal in a trembling manner.
要他把他的头发把他的胡须这个剪下来。
And to cut off his beard and his head,
有好多象征性的动作。
Many symbolic acts.
甚至当他妻子即将要死他所爱的妻子要死的时候神叫他不要哭。
And when his loving wife about to die, the Lord commanded him not to grieve, not to mourn, not to weep.
其实所有的动作
All these symbolic acts.
其实要以色列家和是百姓 了解神不喜欢恶人死亡。
There are signs telling the people that God doesn't want the wicked to die.
这岂不是彼得在彼得后书三章时候提到的神不盼望恶人死亡。
It's like what Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 3, God does not want all to die.
主再来一直在那边一直在等等到恶人可以悔改。
God delay or wait until the evil one to repent for his coming.
请看十一节里面说，我岂不喜悦恶人死亡吗？我断不喜悦恶人死亡。
11 says, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked.
我喜悦恶人离开所行的恶道而活。
But rather they turn from their ways and live.
这边也特别向他们说，你们转回。转回吧。
The word of the Lord says, cry out, turn, turn from your evil ways.
修复修复转回吧转回吧。
Turn, turn from your evil ways.
以西结所提到的当然只、对恶人来提出这些真理。
As Ezekiel spoke the truth to the evil people,
似乎把神的心意也这样向他们陈明。
This is the very will, the heart of God.
当我们出去为主工作的当中
And as we go out there to minister for God,
可能当中有义人也有恶人
There may be good and bad people before you.
旧约特别用这两种来形容群体
The Old Testament will describe the evil ones and the good ones.
提到义人跟恶人
The righteous and the evil one.
因为神要我们遵循他的道
God wants us to obey His word.
要我们明白他的心意
And to understand His purpose.
义人就是明白神的心意而行在他的道路当中
The righteous ones are those who walk in God's way.
恶人离开神的道往灭亡的道来走
The evil ones are those who forsake God.
但是神要他的守望者
But for the watchmen,
要他们在那边盼鼓励他们明白神的心意。
God hold him responsible to understand his purpose.
是的，今天世界很混乱。
The world is indeed chaotic.
有很多预兆的事情发生。
There are many signs happening out there.
我们可以站在我们的电脑前面。
We can have the screen, the computer before us.
说这个跟主再来的那些记号很类似。
We will say these are signs of his coming.
他快来了。
He's about to come.
我们很高兴。
We're happy.
但是做主的守望者。
But as God's watchman.
要进一步的要向人家宣告主的心意。
We have to proclaim God's purpose.
我们要传讲主的话语。
We have to preach His word.
警告他们。
To warn the people.
为什么今天还需要有传道人呢？
Why do we still need preachers?
为什么你在这里当中受训呢？
Why are you being trained here?
因为我们有这颗心意。愿意摆上。
We want to offer ourselves to God.
我们愿意出去为主工作。
To go and work for the Lord.
以西结处在一个很可怜的时代里面。
Ezekiel served in a difficult generation.
其实今天我们也正在这个很精彩可怜的时代当
中。Likewise, we are in a very difficult situation.In this generation,
我们需要更多的人愿意做主的守望者。
We need more people are willing to be God's watchman.
有时候我们听到有一些好的这个故事。
Sometimes there are successful stories that we hear.
我们看到我们的同学可能步步高升。
We see our classmates, they are up high there.
我们看到他好像每一样都很顺利。
As if everything is so smooth in his life.
今天我收到一封的电邮。
This morning, I received an email.
一个我们在这边读书的所谓的高材生。
A very good student who studied here before.
但是他考试这个好像还不满意。
He was not happy with his grade.
各位，有时候我们有成功的时候。
When we have attack.
Successful.
Or we have success.
可能有时候我们会很失望。
Sometimes we will have disappointments.
但是我们知道主有他的美意存在。
But in all that we experience, God has a special purpose.
我们要忠心来传讲神的话语。
We just have to stay faithful to His word, to preach His word.
圣经里面这几节的经文很直接的告诉我们。
And these verses speak directly to us.
我们神需要以西结做那时候的守望者。
God wants Ezekiel to be the watchman for his generation.
这个时代神要你和我做他的守望者。
And this generation, God wants you and me to be his watchman.
我们愿意吗？
Are we willing?
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.